Sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing use of any medication. Attention. This is an important message to anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer after prolonged use of Zantac or other heartburn medication. Recently, the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing the heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agents. This announcement has been followed by drug companies recalling their generic ranitidine and Zantac products, while drugstores are pulling these products from their shelves. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications regularly, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-541-8165 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you're eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-541-8165 now. Again, 800-541-8165. That's 800-541-8165.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, a victorious homecoming for Mountain Home tonight. What a thrilling win. They beat Van Buren by a score 49-37 this evening. The Bombers get the win. Five lead changes in this contest. And Sonny, we talked in the pregame about the offense, and it had struggled the last 2 weeks. Lake Hamilton and Greenwood, you know, the credit goes to them because of their defense, but wow, it was good to see that offense back on track tonight.
It was, and I think we saw adjustments tonight. We saw something to combat their unique defense that they run. So they've got out there. They had the bunch formations. But, you know, in the second half, when we scored the 28 points, we were pretty much back to running our regular offense.
Yes.
And so that was real good to see. We saw that we had seen some success with that heavy set, and then we saw Mount Home be able to go to that and to run out the clock and to score points.
The Bombers get the win 49-37, and I believe assistant coach Ryan Mallett's making his way up here. So we will take another break. We'll give him a chance to get up here, and we'll talk with him here. I'll tell you what, Sonny, let's go ahead and get our we were just talking about this, our player of the game, brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. And we're going to go with Brody Patterson tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, two block kicks tonight. You haven't seen that very often. I haven't seen a block kick for the Bombers in quite a while.
No.
That one was a touchdown. We don't see that in high school every day.
No.
And then just great hustle by the kid and great hustle by everybody tonight. Let's not, you know, put one above the other as far as the hustle goes. Everybody did a great job. I think everyone executed their assignments tonight. I think that was an outstanding thing that we saw tonight.
It really was.
Boys,
Coach Mallett's made his way up here with us. Let me grab this microphone. Here you go, Ryan. That was so many things to talk about.
What a game.
That was exciting. Five lead changes, 28 unanswered points in the second half after being down by 10. And I tell you what, it was a lot of fun to watch, and I know you guys enjoyed it on the sideline too.
Man, what a crazy game, huh? How about them Bombers though? They stuck in there, and man, we ran the football really well in the second half, really well. Hit a few shot plays. It was a back and forth game. They got it, as you can see, a bunch of great players, receivers, quarterbacks. Defense stepped up in the second half, made some plays, and we escaped with the victory.
You know, we've talked about the offense so much. We mentioned the defense, but there were several three and outs in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, they stepped up big. They're at the end of the game, get the sack to end the game, you know, basically.
Right.
Can't say no. These kids are fighting, man, and that's all we're asking them to do is just keep fighting.
The blocked punt, we talked about that just a little bit ago. That was a big momentum changer.
Big time. Big time. Brody made a great play. And then 3-1 got it done in the end zone. Boy, we were fired up.
The momentum shifted, obviously, with the offense moving the ball. Talk about the difference in the offense tonight compared to the last couple of weeks. I know the defense the last 2 weeks have been impressive. But
definitely. I think if you go back and watch that game, which we will, of course, but the offensive line played outstanding tonight, I think. They brought a lot of pressure. They have all year. I know the defensive coordinator was my roommate in college, but, you know, they did such a good job of picking up the blitzes in the run game that we were able to move the chains. We got better in the second half. We got stronger in the second half. I think we wore them down a little bit. We could tell they were tired. And, I mean, What a gang. I don't know what to say. I'm ready to go celebrate with the guys.
Real quick, talk about, of course, Crosby Tuck, the head coach, your relationship with him. And talk about your relationship with the coaches on the other side.
I played with Crosby and Freddie, Coach Burton, the linebacker defensive coordinator over there in college. You know, they didn't run our offense like we did in college. A little bit different. He's a shy little guy, a little Malzahn guy, so it's a little bit different. Number eight's a heck of a player. I think he's going to Army or Navy or one of the two. He's a great player, you know. I didn't see what happened at the end. I wasn't paying attention to that part, but hope he's okay and, you know, go Bombers, man.
A lot of fun. We'll let you go celebrate.
See you guys. Thank you.
An excited Ryan Mallett up here with us this evening. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap it up in just a moment. Again, the final score, Mountain Home 49, Van Buren 37. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better. Here's a tweet from Ed Itchy in Idaho. Hey Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, Ed Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, big win for this Mountain Home football program. They beat Van Buren 49-37 tonight. Sonny, you got those final stats?
We do, and it was a big, wild game. Van Buren, I won't call it trash yardage, but they got some yardage here at the end of the game whenever Mountain Home was playing a softer defense to try and keep the prevent thing going. Total offense, Mountain Home 475 yards, Van Buren 446 yards. Big game, Bryce McKay, 31 carries, 204 rushing yards.
Wow.
6 out of 13 passing for 144. Guess who had all 144 yards receiving? Well, that was Logan Walker with a career game for him. Hershberger, 21 carries for a 102.
Really?
Got himself up over the 100 yards. So there you go. 306 yards rushing out of that 475.
Wow. Well, a big win for the Bombers, and they'll be celebrating this weekend, deservedly so. This is you and I were just talking in the break. This is one of the better teams we've seen Mount Home beaten in years.
Yeah, I would say we could look at our little stat sheet there and go back and, you know, if you think about it, that year that Mount Home won four games, they won some conference games. There were some pretty big wins in there. Uh-huh. We beat some people that people didn't think we could beat. But, you know, I think this is going to say a lot about this season. A lot of people around the state are like, oh, well, they beat Class 5A teams. They hadn't beat a 6A team. Well, we beat a 6A team tonight, and we have other 6A teams on the horizon that I think are very winnable football games. You know, I think you thought I was crazy at one time when I said there was five out there that I thought we could get. We've gotten three of them. Really now I think there's six we could have gotten because I really think I would love to see Harrison one more time.
Right.
Just to get in one little stat here that Neil sent us from the Baxter Bulletin. Thanks, Neil. Phillips, 22 of 35, passing for 388, of course. Wow. About a buck 50 of that was in the fourth quarter.
Right, yep. Well, a big win for the Bombers, 49-37. We make the trip to Benton next week, the first of two in a row on the road. So that's going to be a tough test. They were, of course, preseason number one. They've had a couple of losses since then. Of course, one's to Bryant. That's going to be a tough opponent next week, and we'll see how the Bombers perform after this big win here tonight. Matt's going to quickly check some scores around the state. I know the scoreboard show's already underway. We're running late tonight, so we'll take a quick break. Matt checks a few scores for us coming up here. This is Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families, Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and Arvest Bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better. Here's a tweet from at Itchy in Idaho. Hey, Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, at Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft, it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you back in to the Bombers postgame show one final time. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio for the last time this evening as Mountain Home gets an exciting homecoming victory tonight, 49-37 over the Pointers of Van Buren. And, you know, great win tonight for Mountain Home. And we'll have scores for you from around the state of Arkansas in just a moment. We'll be joining the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday night scoreboard show with Rex Nelson and Nate Olson of Hootens Arkansas football. That'll be coming up in just a moment. But we do want to just go over some scores. First off, from the 6A West tonight. Well, seems like an exciting game down in Russellville. Went to overtime, and Lake Hamilton, who's ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media, just eked out a 43-42 victory over the Cyclones tonight. Another game that was featuring teams ranked in the Class 6A top 5, Parkview, who was ranked 3rd in Class 6A, ended up falling to 4th-ranked Benton tonight by a score of 30-20. And Greenwood, who is 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, beat up on Asylum Springs tonight, 49-10. On the local level, tough night for Yellville Summit. This was their homecoming as well. The Panthers lost to Quitman, 42-6. Never seen a score update on the game between East Poinsett County and Salem tonight. Melbourne is idle this week. Mountain View ended up losing at Newport tonight, 42-0. And knew the Yellow Jackets were going to have their hands full. The Greyhounds are ranked 3rd in Class 2A. Excuse me, 2nd in Class 3A. I got those numbers jumbled. Harrison, who's ranked 5th in Class 5A, just escaped with a 33-29 victory at Greenbrier tonight. Boy, West Plains was dominant tonight at Springfield as the Zizzers pounded Parkview 70-6. It was Hollister getting edged out by Logan Rogersville 23-20. Forsyth defeated Stratford tonight 48-34. Branson was a 48-14 winner over Willard. And Ava ended up losing to Thayer by a count of 43-6. So let's look at some of the other scores around. And again, we're about to join Rex Nelson with the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We're going to join him in progress right now.